Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi takes first base on ball four. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Fondi moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tanner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese strikes out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski strikes out. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clemente. The throw from Niemann and he is out, Banks applying the tag. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Fondi steals second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Fries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fries is 0 for 1 in the game. Fries hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clemente. Adams reaches second base with a double. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls bunts towards third. Fries juggles the ball. That's an error on Fries. Adams scores. Walls moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner bunts towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walls moves to third. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clemente. Morin reaches second base with a double. Walls scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long is walked intentionally. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Foyles strikes out. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Friend hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. Clemente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Fondi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Friend fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Drabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grote moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Grote moves to third. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 2 in the game. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner bunts towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. Walls moves to second. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walls scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morin scores. Long moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bob Speak pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clemente. Speak reaches second base with a double. Long scores. Niemann moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Roy Face now pitching. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski is 0-2 in the game. Drabowski hits a fly ball into center field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bobby Morgan now playing second base. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Smith pinch hits for Hank Foyles. Paul Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon pinch hits for Roy Face. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-3 in the game. Clemente strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Whammy Douglas now pitching. Dick Rand now catching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Adams strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-1 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Fondi strikes out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Groat strikes out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Long takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards right. Thomas fields it and throws to second to catch Long for the out. Two outs. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Rand and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Clemente fumbles the ball. That's an error on Clemente. Banks goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-3 in the game. Freeze hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski strikes out. Two outs. Gene Baker pinch hits for Whammy Douglas. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Rand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rand hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.